is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Had me there for a second.
Yeah, she's a very mean woman.
She's not.
She is.
She's awesome.
She was so mean to him.
Yeah. She was vicious in the whole family.
So we were just talking here. It's just after the show. Just finished a little bit ago. Jimmy Dunn, our friend comedian Jimmy Dunn, is here with us.
Hello.
JimmyDunn.com. Go check out his schedule.
Oh, Wendy Bird.
So I was just talking about this podcast I listen to, Smartless, Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes and Will Arnett. I listen every week. I'm a fan. I love how they are. They're like us. They're like buddies. They just shoot the shit. They rag on each other and they have people, very interesting people. Laura Linney, wonderful actress, starred in The Truman Show, starred in The Big C, a great series that was on Showtime.
She's not nice.
She was, as Kelly pointed out, the John Adams. Yeah. She was John Adams' wife. Laura's like, I thought she was married to Ben Harper.
That's Laura Dern.
No.
That's Laura Dern.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But this is John Adams, Paul Giamatti as the actual John Adams.
Oh.
HBO.
It's a great HBO series.
And all I know is her as, I mean, I know her, Wendy Bird. She was so mean.
Yeah.
To Marty.
And these guys are like, she's such a bitch. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's a great actress. But anyway, she was saying how she got her start. Her dad was running a theater in New London, New Hampshire. That's where she got her start.
Wow.
Local theater.
She worked there all the time. Yeah.
Love it.
So it's kind of cool. I was excited. And they also were talking about the show I love, Alone. Like, I'm the only one I know that watches it.
No, I watch that show. I like that show a lot. Yeah.
It's just it's over. Like, it's the new season. It never lasts long enough, but it was a great season. Might be one of the best seasons ever. So, and I don't know why I'm attracted to it.
I think it's because, A, you like being out in the woods.
I do.
B, the problem-solving part of it,
unbelievable,
I think is super interesting. That's the part that I like.
And there's no BS.
Sometimes they say that we enjoy watching shows that we don't do. I love watching somebody find an old car, a barn find.
Yeah.
And this car, you know, has got like, you know, 2,000 miles on it and from the 70s and how they restore it. And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love rape and murder, but I don't do that.
No woman has ever said what you just said.
It's a shame there are not cameras working in this room.
I swear to God.
Because the look on her face when she shot that over to him was so
dead
funny.
Serious.
What?
Dead serious.
Why am I supposed to respond to that?
You're not. You hit it perfectly.
No. You don't work on cars, but you like watching the shows.
Yes.
I don't rape and murder, but I love watching those shows.
Yeah.
It's just my thing.
Yeah. I love it, but Scotty's never
going to fix a car.
No,
I'm not. You're right.
But there's nothing more.
You're right.
I love a good classic kick-ass car.
Yeah.
That, you know, if I'm somewhere and it's a parking lot, I'll look at it. And sometimes I post about it. I like the Volkswagen Beetles, but I don't have the place, the tools, the extra money to get into a project.
Somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind, and I'm just going to be honest, I think that people who are so obsessed with the murder and all that stuff secretly have the potential to do it.
No, it's a nice
little... It's
more,
they like the chase. They like the investigation.
I like to know what's going on in those creepers' minds.
See,
like, what made them go nuts?
Don't you want to know what's going on in their mind? I'm like, why would I want to know? He ate five people's heads.
But we want to know,
I don't want to go there either.
What's going on in there?
But I think if you know about it, then maybe we can prevent it from future head eaters.
I enjoy watching some of the ones from the past, and you found out how somebody made a mistake. Jeffrey Dahmer got pulled over the night that he killed his first person and got pulled over because he had been drinking.
Yeah.
And the police officer let him go. If I bring you in, your life is ruined. There was a body in the back.
Yeah, but somebody didn't know. Like, look,
I know, but what I'm saying is...
He was drunk driving. If the cops didn't just say, get home, son.
Yeah,
okay.
We could have
stopped many
more people from dying.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. However, absolute chance. Because there was a time when people were given chances. Maybe not the right decision to make all the time, but you can't let anybody go suspected of DUI now, where it used to be like, how far do you got to go? How far do you get to go home? I'm a mile down the road.
You.
Yeah, there was that kind of thing. And so you can't, I mean, look, I'm not saying you're trying to put off on the cop, but
I'm
sure there are a million times when somebody would have been caught doing something serious but they were let go by a cop. I'm sure of it.
That's
you know?
What sometimes where it's I crazy. When you find out the stories that if somebody, not always a cop, if Jeffrey Dahmer's neighbor had finally just called the police and, yeah. instead of going talking to him, going, there's something smelly in your apartment.
Didn't Timothy McVeigh get stopped too? By a cop in the day, a couple of days before, or was it after the
Timothy
Oklahoma
McVeigh
City bombing?
Got pulled over on the way out.
After. But it was a couple of days after. It wasn't like this is the guy that was responsible for the bombing. He got stopped.
He got stopped for
something
stupid.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But I just think that like, it's honestly, how many times do we need to hear the Pam Smart story? Jesus, we lived it. I mean, it was everywhere. Permeated every ounce of New England society.
I'm not so sure she's guilty.
Huh?
I'm not so sure she's guilty.
You know, there's an argument to be made.
Stop it.
Wait a minute. There's an argument to be made that the guy who pulled the trigger is out and has been out for a very long time.
He's a juvenile.
And she isn't.
But she was, for lack of a better word, the mastermind behind it.
No.
The adult.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she doesn't deserve to be in jail. But I said there is a line of, there are people that believe that the person who pulled the trigger should still be responsible. Still be responsible.
Now he shouldn't get out either.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it sucks that the kid was 16 and he got played like a Stradivarius. But I mean.
Yeah.
Look at it from the outside, looking in, like this woman wasn't near it, blah, blah, blah. She orchestrated it and stuff, but she didn't do it.
Yeah, Hitler didn't kill many people during World War II.
Kelly, I'm not saying that she should be innocent. I'm saying there are people that think that.
Yeah.
And they argue it. Sure. And they argue it.
And I believe they should still be in.
Yeah.
You did something.
Yeah.
Somebody pulled the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't her.
Yep.
I don't think she should ever see the light of day.
Yeah.
And I sometimes question whether, you know, some people get released. Maybe they shouldn't have.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, that's one of my things about that kind of stuff. I don't understand it. I don't know how it does.
The whole thing got real dark.
Yeah. It's this whole second.
And it's really weird when something really dark comes out of the sing-songy tone of voice that is Laura J. Boyce, which is usually.
Said it.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Just,
yeah,
I don't know.
She's
a
matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm really happy and smiley because I'm not involved in that bad stuff.
Right.
But I can watch it and think.
But you said you like rape and murder. So for a second there.
It did sound weird.
You know,
I mean, nobody says that.
I like to investigate it.
You
I like
didn't
to know
that.
Why. I want to know how.
You didn't say investigate.
I want to say, I want to always find out if it's, how were they raised as kids? Is it their mom and dad's fault? Or is it, were they born this way with something?
How much of that is you worried about you?
Well, I don't want my kids to do any of that.
No.
Obviously, I'm trying to raise
you
my
kids. Shouldn't when be watching mom- that show then.
But my thing is you. We've talked about it before where she watches for behaviors in people who do those things, and then she doesn't want to see those behaviors in people she knows, let alone her own family.
Right. Yeah. I watch, make sure my kids love our animals and they're not harassing our dog and cat.
Jeez.
And I want to make sure there's no bedwetting, and I want to make sure that there's no, Dylan does make shanks, but he does it for my protection. He hands me shanks off, but he does it because he goes, Mom, just in case. Which is very sweet of him.
Well, there's nothing as beautiful as a shank.
He started doing that.
Especially a homemade one.
Oh, it's the best.
He makes them out of fancy cans.
Yeah.
Really pointy.
Extra sharp.
Yeah, extra sharp.
You say shank you very much?
Yeah. Look at Scotty, though. He's antisocial. He's got a lot of things about him that would, a bit of a loner, right?
Yeah.
Heavy, heavy metal.
He's literally spinning a fidget spinner.
Yeah, right. He's definitely got some things going on.
He's learned to focus.
He's spinning it going, I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
He's focusing on something else.
He's too much
else.
Of a clean freak to get down and dirty.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get dirty.
But you know what? The watching all these shows.
Dude, he watches his house in bleach.
Are we teaching people to be
to
scared?
Do it?
To do it? Like better?
Hey,
I saw this episode, and the guy made his mistake is he was speeding
Seems
after the
like
crime.
Through history, though, they've been doing quite well, these serial killers.
I watched
already
ABC News talk about how to smuggle a dirty bomb in, and I'm like, are you showing this on television? What the
fuck?
Right?
Yeah. But I mean, let's be honest, you can go online and find that all that stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm going to look it up. That's the last thing I'm ever going to type in, how to smuggle a dirty bomb in. I do that.
I don't even want to be on this podcast after you said that.
I know.
I'm leaving now.
They're probably checking us out right now.
Yeah. They're watching us.
You got to be cognizant, in your search history, there was a time when I looked up prostitution prices around the world. Because sure. We played the hooker game. How much would it be for a hooker?
I don't remember ever playing that game.
We did.
did we play that game?
We did. The Olympics were in, or the president had gone to South America, and there was a Secret Service scandal, and the Secret Service got caught with some hookers.
Yeah, they
and
did.
So we did the hooker game.
Yep.
How much would a hooker be? The answer is varied very widely. I also looked at this, my search history years ago, multiple computers ago. This computer has long since been smashed, by the way. Black market baby prices.
Right. Just ballpark.
I'm just ballparking it.
Yeah.
You know, we did prices right.
Yeah.
No. We did not do baby market prices for prices right. But I did look it up because it was something
funny
that we were doing on the air. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
I'm always concerned about what I'm typing into my or saying, hey, Siri.
What is the weirdest thing you've recently Googled? Is there anything that you Googled sometime in the maybe that you remember that you're like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna do this, but, you know, I don't know.
Three's Company. Who is the
Joyce DeWitt?
Oh, stupid Alexa.
That's hysterical.
She does it all the time.
She does it. She just thinks we're talking to her.
Because you just said, "What? Hey, Google."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I looked up Mrs. Roper, the actress.
Oh, boy.
Because somebody sent me a young picture of Mrs. Roper.
And
she was
excited?
Looking pretty hot. It wasn't a nudie. It was just sitting there saying, she wasn't so bad before she turned into Mrs. Roper.
Oh, Kelly.
Mrs. Roper, frankly, was not my type.
Oh, yeah, Audra was her name. I think as an actress, it was Audra. Huh. Yeah. What's the weirdest thing? Because you might... No?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
And I would admit it. Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering.
How to get a smell out of a car.
Yeah.
I did that like a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the smell, can I ask?
It was a mouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Scotty was talking about. It was a car that I found that had been sitting for a while. And it smells like mouse.
And all the wires and everything are good.
Car the wires are good.
What about you?
The last thing I Googled? Oh, boy.
The last weird thing.
Oh, nothing. Because when did Jeff Dunham tickets go on sale? Pop culture trivia.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night,
Laura Linney. Those are my last four searches.
So, you know, I just click on Google, and, you know, it keeps track of everything, right? So I just clicked inside the window.
That's
inside
what I did.
Google.
That's what came up. Yep. So my Laura Linney, my Jeff Dunham.
Herbie the Love Bug. Sleep Maxing.
I haven't looked up any of this. I have not looked up any of this stuff in my Google search. Pitchfork Best Songs 2020s. I don't even know what that is. Peaky Blinders movie, Cillian Murphy. I mean, I know what that is. Kicker Brandon McManus. I didn't do that. Breyers Vanilla Ice Cream Class Action.
Yeah, you looked up that.
I did not.
Why? I mean.
No, I don't know. Those aren't
is
my.
Your wife searching at home? Do you have the same Google?
Miami Dolphins, Tennessee Titans. What? No, none of that. None of that.
How to hide a young stud from my husband?
Your wife got a thing for Kicker Brenda McManus.
No, I don't even know where that comes from. I hate Google. I hate Google. Anyway, all right.
Too much technology, man. But that's the other thing that we should learn from these shows that you're watching is you're not going to get away with it 99% of the time. Like you watch the documentaries from the 80s and you go, oh, okay, I can see how the guy got away with that. You can't rob a bank today. They're going to catch you.
Jimmy, when you throw a body in the water with weights on it, at some point, the gas in its stomach is going to bring it to the top.
See, I didn't
That's
know
why
that.
You have to poke holes in the lungs. They say, you know, drive that a bunch of holes in it. And then, so there's no gases. The gases get out.
See, I didn't know this.
He's right. Yeah. This is the stuff we talk about on long drives.
Gotcha.
Like how to do it.
We look at each other and go, if I was to kill you, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to poke holes in your lungs throughout your body so the gases get out.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneak
in. You're just going to leave them in a woods up by a lighthouse somewhere.
Yeah.
Nope. Going to sneak them into a cemetery the night before they bury somebody, put the casket in there. I'm going to bury it about 2 feet down, pat it down, and then they're going to come in. They're going to lower that big cement crate on top of it. Then they're going to put the casket in it.
No way. Yeah.
Nobody's ever going
to. You know what he also told me?
He told me he was going to shoot me with a nice bullet.
Ice bullet.
Ice bullet.
It melts.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I watched.
Is that a thing? Ice bullet? That's pretty smart.
Look, I got to invent it. I'm working on it.
Trademark ice bullet.
One of my favorite movies, Mr. Brooks, with Kevin Costner and Dane Cook.
And Dane Cook.
Dane ate it in the end, and they buried him just like I said he should, in a pre-dug grave that somebody was going to be buried
I think a lot of people get away with the air bubble in the veins.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That one, because the mark that it leaves.
Jimmy, yeah. You feeling safe? You feeling safe between the three of us?
It's frightening how much time you guys spend thinking this stuff out.
I've been thinking it for years. It was. I thought I had the foolproof plan. Here's something that you can.
This is from my television knowledge.
Yeah.
This is what I'd do. I'd take the body down to Satriel's where they cut up the pot roast.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's where they get rid of them on The Sopranos.
Isn't it safe to say that the perfect way to get rid of a body is a pig farm? Because the pigs
eat everything. I don't believe it. They're going to leave a skull and there's going to be something.
That's deadwood. Yeah, that's deadwood.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
There is one thing that you can do at home. You can try this at home and play a game with
your friends.
Is anybody
else aroused? Because I am so aroused pigs right now. It's not even funny.
Pigs will eat soft tissue. They eat the bones. They eat the teeth.
Look,
they
Jimmy,
do
no
not
hands.
Just
hard as eaters. Hard as Chinese algebra. That's what he is right now.
Put two lightsabers on this thing.
Back in 2012, a farmer was eaten by his pigs after falling into the enclosure after having a heart attack.
Yeah.
The only thing that remained was his dentures, but they ate the bones, everything else.
They will eat everything.
And they will actually eat your human teeth. Didn't like the dentures.
That's why they made sure they got the guy, Dorothy, when she fell into the pig thing in the Wizard of Oz. They wanted to get her out of there because she can get eaten. You know, I talked about hating Google. Go to your Google search engine and type in the beginning of a question, but don't type the whole question.
Yeah, and it just autofills.
So I just wrote, how do I, and I stopped.
Yeah.
Let's see if anybody can guess. Well, the first answer is, how do I, and then Google filled in the rest. What am I looking at?
I lose weight.
Ooh.
Why are you saying that?
No, not you. I'm not saying it's that smart.
No.
I'm just saying that's a popular one.
You would think
one.
That would be
how
easy.
How do I
popular.
Save a screenshot? How do I renew my passport? And how do I register to vote?
Register to vote and freeze my credit is one. I did not write any of these.
Okay.
So this is kind of just making
just
up a law of average.
Yeah.
How do I kill a guy? How do I start Shattered Space? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
How do I renew my green card?
How do I clear my cash?
Why is that in English?
Clear your cash from all the places you've been, Kelly.
Kelly, right, you should be on that.
Yeah.
I got Leanne Rimes. How do I live lyrics?
Okay.
Delete your cookies. I'm going to try mine. Hold on.
How do I take a screenshot? How do I freeze my credit? How do I renew my passport? How do I clear my cash?
Okay, so they're relatively those are the most popular answers in Google.
Why does my bum hurt?
Oh, why does my broken finger itch? Why does space exist? Why does the moon have phases?
Okay.
How do I change my name on Facebook?
Okay. Mm.
How do I kill a coworker?
I typed in, why does a penis, and there's nothing that comes up. There's nothing that comes up.
Why does a pencil look...
Greg, I wrote, how do I kill? Fruit flies, bed bugs, mushrooms, poison ivy, maggots, mold.
Nothing about a boss?
No.
Nothing like that? Okay, all right, just checking. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just kind of...
This is fun.
Who has the largest... Who has the largest? The first answer, military
head.
In the world.
I was going to say head.
Yeah, no, none of it. It's
mouth,
all normal
tongue.
Stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, well, anyway. So, yeah, you can fart
this
around through that.
Thank you.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
How are black holes formed? How are stars formed? How are planets? Wow.
This is just... I typed in how many, and it came up. How many ounces in a gallon? How many ounces in a cup? How many weeks in a year? How many ounces in a pound? How many people died in Hurricane Katrina?
Oh.
Got dark.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
We were doing some science first.
You know what? I don't do any. You know, I don't do. What do you call it? I don't do ounces, pounds. I don't do that. Whatever those are called.
No.
You know, I can't do the transitions.
Couple of fingers.
Yeah. I don't even know how many feet in a mile. I don't know. No idea. How many pounds in a ton? What's it? 2,500.
Feet is like 3,756.
Something. 3,000 something. Whatever. Some freaking mile. I don't know. Yeah. Don't ask me to do that shit. I don't do math in my head. Period.
Oh, 5,280. Crap.
And no metric.
Yeah,
I need
do
metric.
Not ask me. They were born in 1942. How old are they? Don't ask. I'm not answering.
I had that on a
60 for yards.
I had that on a thing the other day.
Like
what's
that.
Literally? What's your birthday? It's for a doctor's thing.
Yeah.
What's your birthday? And then how old are you?
Yeah.
I'm not doing your math.
Yeah. Right.
I just gave you the information.
Yeah. I
want to make sure you're not lying.
I'm not doing it. I don't enter in any. We if we play a quiz on the air, I don't answer math questions.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be wrong, and everybody's going to look at me like I'm a freaking moron, which I'm not arguing.
Right.
That I'm not.
You just decided you're not going to use that space in your brain for math.
Thank you very much.
It's a great decision.
I got all kinds of shit going on up there. Okay. I got F-stops. I got ISOs. I got depth of field. I got all that stuff. I don't got any time.
That is amazing.
Lighthouses.
Lighthouses.
What was the name of the episode of the Brady Bunch? This happened. We did that yesterday. Oh. Greg knows.
I'm so sad I missed it.
Yep.
I came back and I was like, well,
I freaking crushed it, dude.
I don't remember the Brady Bunch.
You know?
I mean, I watched it a little bit.
I might have
bit.
Some memories.
I vaguely remember.
She
got the nose broken. I remember that.
There's that. I mean,
I used to walk by that house every day when I lived in L.A.
Let's not forget that Sam and Mike episode.
Yeah, okay. Sam and Mike. Sam was interested in Alice.
Yeah.
Mike wasn't interested in Carol. Okay? Whatever. That's fine. Yeah. It's all good. All right. Yeah. That, Gilligan's Island. You got a question? I got an answer.
Gilligan's Island, I watched plenty of that. Yeah. But again, I believe that's like your alone show. You're just sitting there going, well.
They charge the batteries.
Yeah.
They charge the batteries by running a little friggin' bamboo cycle around.
Without the professor, they'd have been screwed.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it.
Yeah.
He had no game, though. He should have been banging Ginger left and right.
He should have been banging, doing the teeter totter on both of them.
See, that's where the show is fiction, because... If the professor's in charge of the economy and life, and you know, you're going to use that to,
he's a dictator.
Yeah, he should have been getting cream pies, not banana pies.
Oh, boy.
We might want to delete the history.
Well, coconut cream pie and banana cream pie was what they made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why when you go on a cruise on a small boat that's barely big. Jimmy's been on three times on cruise ships or whatever. Yachts, three times bigger than that thing.
Yeah.
And those people brought three cases of money.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Just to get into the ports.
You ever notice?
It was a different time.
One stain on Gilligan's pants. Not one.
I had a friend that worked on a cruise ship, and the cruise industry, the business of that cruise line, I'm trying to say, had some financial issues.
Yeah.
And they were bouncing checks.
Yeah.
And the country of Tahiti would not let them come in until they paid their outstanding debt.
Yeah.
They owed for a lot of fuel.
Right.
So my friend got stuck on a boat off the coast of Tahiti, waiting 2 weeks for money to get switched around.
With no place else to go because they don't have the fuel.
They're not allowed to get off. They can't move. They don't have fuel to go anywhere. And they had to sit out there until somebody cut a check to the government of Tahiti.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And she
How are the conditions? They must have been...
It wasn't pretty, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were...
Did they just dump the sewage in the ocean?
They let the passengers off, but they wouldn't let the crew off.
Oh, okay.
And technically, she was crew because she was working on the boat.
Yeah. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's not getting invited back to any cruise ships.
I'm all set with that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Write a book called Boat Hack and you talk about the cruise industry and you tear it to shreds, you don't get
When you
get
tell the
back.
Secret about how when you die on a cruise ship, you end up in the ice cream freezer, that's not something they put in the commercials.
But you know what?
You know, like you see the commercial, they go, water slide.
Why
get
is
to
it?
See dolphins. They don't see grandpa going in there
with the pistachio.
Where did they think the body was going to go? When you really think about it, think about it.
Well, you think
course
that they'd have.
The ice cream thing.
No, you'd think that they'd have a cooler on some deck that they're not going to have 40 bodies, maybe one or two. You'd think they'd have a small little cooler that they could put bodies in. I don't want Grandpa Nick next to my goddamn goddamn pistachio or Rocky Road.
You go on a long 2 week cruise and they lose a few of them. You'd be walking up on the deck and they're going, hey, they got the ice cream buffet going again.
Yeah, right.
Because they got to move the ice cream.
They got to
get some room.
Let's get it. Let's go. Let's have an ice cream eating contest.
My sherbet smells like death.
Oh my God, crazy.
My grandpa smells like maple walnuts.
What kind of cologne did he wear?
All right, everybody. We got to go. We got to go. But thank you, Jimmy. Always good to hang out.
Thanks for having me.
Jimmy's going to be at the Shailen Lou coming up on Friday night. Saturday night. He's at the Cape on Saturday. Go to all of his information at jimmydunn.com.
He's funnier than any puppet I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
Too late.
That's a good endorsement, right? That's good endorsement.
Have a great day. See you later.